Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Thanks for coming to my channel. The verdict was widely expected. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be accused of prejudicing a matter that was sub judice. But Sir Geoffrey Donaldson has been found guilty of sex crimes. So the former leader of the Democratic Unionist Party was found guilty on all 18 charges of sex crimes against minors, and one which went as far as rape. So there were two women who say back when they were below the age of consent, which remember is 17 in Northern Ireland, that he committed sex crimes against them over several years. So these go back to almost 40 years. Now, it was complainant A, complainant B. Obviously, they're anonymized. They've chosen not to waive that. And they allege that his wife, Lady Eleanor Donaldson, abetted these crimes. Now, because of mental illness, she was found unfit to stand trial. Therefore, there was a trial of the facts because there'd be the actus reus. They couldn't decide whether it's a mens rea or whatever. So she'd be sort of found not guilty by reason of insanity. So the Manorton judgment. All right. So that was it. Now, Sir Geoffrey was almost a political titan, and he's the longest serving politician in Northern Ireland that I can think of the current generation. Of course, people like, you know, Lord Banside, the late Ian Paisley, okay, but of those who are alive today, he was first elected to a Northern Ireland assembly in the early 1980s, about the age of 22, the youngest one. So he's born the eldest of eight children in a Protestant family in 1962. So he grew up working class, there's very little money in the house. And of all the people who are still in frontline politics today, he's one of the few who can remember before the Troubles, because he was seven when the Troubles broke out. So his adolescence very much in the shadow of that. He recalled how he had two cousins murdered by terrorists. So Donaldson very much identified with loyalism. He joined the Orange Order. He was in the Ulster Defence Regiment or the RUC Reserve. I don't remember. He said he was a full-time police officer. The Ulster Defence Regiment was like a territorial army unit in Northern Ireland. He was in the security forces part-time. The UDR was all part-time, as well as that, and the Ulster Unionist Party. And he perceived them as really, you know, all allied, the same thing. Well, obviously, security forces have got to be neutral, serving the citizen. And they were protecting Catholics and Protestants from terrorists and so on. Right. Now, the Republican terrorists wanted to destroy law and order. Loyalist terrorists wanted to destroy the Republican movement, but attack the Catholic community more broadly. The Loyalist terrorists, they seldom directly attacked security forces. Anyway, so it was the election agent for Enoch Poll. Enoch Poll was an Englishman, formerly Conservative MP for Wolverhampton South West, who then was MP for Down South, as in County Down, the southern part of County Down. So he was very well known figure across the UK, and the Ulsterians were delighted to have someone with a UK-wide reputation who was on their side. The first person was not from Northern Ireland to represent a Northern Ireland seat since partition. So then he eventually lost to Eddie McGrady, SDLP, in 1987. And Donaldson, he was elected these various talking shops. It was one in the early 80s, it's one in about 1996, when the Troubles were still on, but had no legislative power. He was sort of the baby of the house. And 1997 elected to Westminster for Lagan Valley, if memory serves me. That was it. He left school at 18. He didn't pursue higher education, always came across as dim, somewhat childlike, but, you know, rather moralistic. But he said he was broad-minded. He didn't disapprove of people giving birth outside of wedlock. And Northern Ireland was a rather traditional place. You know, giving birth outside matrimony was still a little bit controversial, even in the 90s. So that was him. He was in the Ulster Unionist Party. He was against the Good Friday Agreement. And also he was the coming man. David Trimble was elected leader in 1995. Whereas Donaldson was 18 years younger than him and thought that one day he was going to be leader of the party. He was the youngest Ulster Unionist MP, but it wasn't to happen. There was a significant no camp within the Ulster Unionist Party. And eventually Donaldson left the party and he joined the Democratic Unionist Party of Ian Paisley, finally rising to be leader of that party, knighted and all the rest of it. So he was a major figure in Northern Ireland politics. Even if you detest him, there's no question that he was powerful. He was important. He was married for many years. He had children. And up until this time, and I do know a little bit about Northern Ireland politics, until a couple of years ago, I'd never heard any suggestion that he committed any sex crimes. But and some of these goes back to the 1980s, these allegations. So he was found guilty of these. And the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party now is Gavin Robinson, said that he ought to have his knighthood degraded and so forth. So that's it. Now, is he going to be expelled from the party? I'm not sure. Would he resign? Okay. So these are terrible crimes. So obviously, Gavin Robinson is very keen to distance himself from the party, doesn't want to be tarnished with this. So the leader of the Social Democratic Labour Party, Claire Hannah, she's applauded the victims for having the courage to testify against them. Likewise, Owen Tennyson of the Alliance Party has said that. The Ulster Unionist Party, John Burrows, said what a disgrace he is. And Michelle O'Neill, so everybody's weighing in against him. So it's difficult to have much sympathy for him. He's going to be awarded a long sentence. The sentencing hearing will probably be in September. Because it's 18 crimes and because he pleaded not guilty, it's going to be, you know, in the double figures for the years, 10 years, maybe as much as 20. And I doubt it, you know, because if you plead guilty early, it'd be a one third reduction. So that is Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. I think it's fair to say that his political career is at an end. Other things to bear in mind is he could, of course, appeal once in the law, once in the facts, and he could be then acquitted of some of these. But it's very hard to see him being acquitted of all of them. If he's acquitted even one of them, if he's still the conviction of even one is upheld, there's really no way that he's going to still be in public life. So that's it. His distinguished political career is at an end because of what he did to these minors. Quite how they were young they were at the time of the offences, I don't know. People say, well, why didn't you say something at the time? Why did you leave it these decades? Well, I thought nobody would believe me. I tried to forget it, put it behind me, blah, blah, blah. And finally, I realised to get justice because back in the 1980s, people simply didn't accuse those who were powerful, particularly a very well-known and highly regarded local politician. Right, so that is the end of Sir Geoffrey Donaldson. Yeah, the knighthood's going to go. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and PayPal, georgecallant79@gmail.com, and do what you can to prevent violence of all kinds against children.